Welcome back to the Reality Served Real podcast. We are your hosts, Christina, Abby, and Michelle. And today we are going to be talking to you about the challenge, the Golden Bachelorette. We had fantasy suites this week, which was a little bit different than normal fantasy suites. And then we also have Survivor to talk about today. So getting started today, let's go ahead and get started talking about the challenge. We were actually talking about this a little bit off air, a little bit, just a little bit ago. And I think it didn't record for some people this week, which is really weird. It didn't record for Abby, unfortunately, so she wasn't able to watch it. But man, I really hate the way that the challenge is. I mean, I think a lot of people are having this problem, but the way that they're airing it this year is just super weird that, it's like not on anything. 'Cause at least before there was like the MTV app, but now there's not even that anymore. So it's like, how are you supposed to watch something if you can't watch it right away?
It was weird too, because I didn't even notice when I texted you. Like, I just started watching and I'm like watching it. I'm like, I feel like I've seen this, even though I didn't all watch last week. So I'm like, because y'all had talked about it. And then that's when I texted you. I said episode 10. And it's like, what episode are we on? Because it was replaying what y'all, talked about last week. So that's the only reason I probably even noticed,
Because it sounded familiar.
because it sounded familiar. And I was like,
Oh.
and it would then I read the description. It's like the game's changed to individuals. I'm like, that's already happened.
Yeah, that's. Well, I'm sorry you weren't able to watch it, and to whoever else wasn't able to watch it, because I know you weren't the only one. I will say though, I don't know. I mean, it was just another episode. Like, it wasn't like a great episode, in my opinion. It wasn't a bad episode. It was just another episode.
Just there.
Yeah. How did you feel about it, Michelle? Kind of the same, or?
Oh, I exactly the same. I was even struggling to find a quote. I mean, I don't know, Christina, if you found some quotes, but I only found one, and that was only because I was like, I need to find something.
This was a really weird week for quotes all the way around. All three shows, I felt like I struggled to find quotes.
Me too for Survivor. I don't watch Bachelor, but same for Survivor. I had a problem there too.
Yeah. And for Bachelor, we're at fantasy suite, so like everything, especially with like the like nothing is sexual in the fantasy suites for Golden Bachelor, at least like not this time around. And so instead everything is like super serious, so it's like, I don't know, it was a struggle to find a quote there too, at least for me. But getting back to the challenge then, I guess let's just go ahead and get started with quotes since we're talking about them. What quote did you come up with this episode?
I picked one from Rachel where it was during the elimination between Michelle and Naya, and she said, "There's a side of me that wants to see Naya go home just because of her decision to put in Era One a few challenges prior. In fact, I've barely spoken to Naya since, so I'm holding on to it."
Okay, a little bit of revenge there.
Yeah.
I am surprised at Rachel this season. I don't know if I've said this before, but I just like, I don't know. I kind of thought maybe she would like, I didn't think that she would be as prominent as she is. And maybe it was because Era One was like dropping so fast. I just thought, I don't know, they'd be like an after, but I saw a confessional count of the season, and she has the second most confessionals out of everybody besides Bananas is obviously first. And so I'm really impressed with how someone from Era One who hasn't been on the show in a really long time can come in and make like such a mark. It's so impressive. It really is.
Yeah, and this was a good episode for her because it showed her like expanding her alliances to with like Corey and Nehemiah. So I think it was
Even
a good episode.
with talking to Tori about where they were at and their, because they're friends outside the show. Even like touching base with with their relationship, especially after Devin and everything. Yeah, no, I agree. She's doing great. I'm really, really impressed with Rachel. Is that the only quote that you had then?
Yeah, I couldn't come up with anything, and that was kind of like a last ditch effort. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, so I had three at the very beginning, and they were all at the very beginning of the episode. So kind of thought, I actually thought when I started watching this episode, like, oh, this is gonna be like a great like quote episode, and then it like dropped very quickly. But Kylan, he says he's talking to Bananas, he says, "How many seasons have you done?" "I've done three, and I knew that there was a possibility that Tori wouldn't be an option."
Yeah, that was an interesting one.
I mean, I think it's true. I mean, even as like fans, like, yeah, it might not happen. Yeah, Tori might be an option, but like to think that she wouldn't be a possibility is crazy. So I thought that was funny. Good for Kylan.
Yep.
And then
He's
Derek, he says,
Oh my God, I was literally like, who the hell's Derek? I was picturing Derek Kaczynski. I know who it is, though.
Derek Chauvin.
No,
Yeah.
same. I was just about to be like, thought he went home. Kid you not, Michelle. I had the same thought.
Okay, well, Derek Chavez, he has a good Bananas quote. He says, "For a 40-year-old plus straight guy, Bananas is pretty messy, and I'm here for it."
Yep, he sure was messy this episode.
Oh, he was so messy. I mean, good for you, Michelle, getting all those points in the money league.
I needed it because I only have one person left, and some people have a couple people left.
Yeah, I dropped to fifth, and I have Laurel, but unless I think her like big drama with Kara is, probably over. So, I'm.
I think I t said this to you last time, Michelle, maybe not. But the last time I played the Money League, I think I won or got second. And that was only with Bananas left. I know y'all have more people now than usual, but I think my other person got out like the first episode. So I literally just had him all season and he won it for me.
Wow, that's
Wow. So you have a shot.
okay.
I know there were only two back then and now y'all have more, but.
Three, yeah. But that's only because there were 40 people on the season.
Yeah, and like 10 went home episode one.
Yeah, I know. I was like one of the earlier picks, and I had not like super early, I think like five or something. But I had to have Mark Long on my team.
You had who?
Mark Long, who got like one point the whole season.
Whoops. Womp, womp, womp.
That's okay. Okay, so my last quote, after, so Tori is like says something to Theo and she like calls him an idiot, and Olivia goes over to her and is like, "Don't talk about my man like that."
Oh yeah, that was cute. That actually was cute.
So that was those are my three quotes.
They seem to be running with the narrative that Theo is like really bad at everything.
He seems pretty disgruntled on Twitter about it too. And
Yeah.
him and Fessy, this beef, it's so funny because Theo is like not having it, and Fessy like wants it to happen so bad. And I really truly think that Fessy's just like so butthurt that he wasn't on season 40.
I
Really.
think so too. I think he's really probably really upset about that they picked Josh over him.
Well, I don't know, but he sounds like an idiot. I'm sorry. I was Team Theo in that Twitter back and forth.
And
He sounds like an
Brielle.
idiot. Abby, you said Fessy sounds like an idiot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
Yeah,
thought
I
so.
agree.
I was totally Team Theo in that back and forth.
Yeah.
And then I saw like Polly entered the chat a couple days, like yesterday, I think, or whenever the there was like a Zach Nichols live show that had Cara Maria and Polly on it. And I didn't listen to the clip because I was at work when I saw it, but I saw like that Polly had talked some shit, and Theo was like really like ready for round two then. I thought this was over or something like that. So
But it just seems fake between them. I don't know.
Polly or Fessy
Yeah,
or
Paul.
all
Yeah,
of them.
Paul.
But yeah, no, I agree. Yeah. But I mean, Polly wasn't on the show. I mean, both of them, Polly and Theo, for the, and Fe I mean, guess Fessy took a season off too, and he's feeling it. All these people, I feel like it's like a reaction to not being casted. Like, Theo wasn't
Yeah.
cast for so long, you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to Theo on Challenge Mania yet, but I want to because I know he talks about like the eye incident and how he wasn't cleared by medical until the season that he did. So I don't know. I think there's like other reasons for Theo, whereas like maybe not so much with definitely Polly and maybe even Fessy. Because Fessy, like, let's face it, as soon as he got a girlfriend, he became super boring.
Yeah, you're right.
Now, if Fessy was single, do you think that they would put him back on a season with Michelle and Amanda and Laurel and all these other people? Like,
Of course, yeah.
who's he with?
just some chick from Florida.
Like a real relationship?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And Tori, like, there's so many people that, yeah, no. But that's the life he chose. I
Natasha.
mean, whatever, good for him. But obviously, that's not the life he wants because he's mad about it. Back to this episode of the challenge, though. Who was your MVP?
Well, I had a hard time picking, but I picked Jenny because she won the daily. And then I didn't really like how all the girls snapped at her in the deliberation thing.
I thought Michelle was ridiculous in that deliberation, and
Yeah.
that's the reason why I did not give her the MVP. Even if she would have like fallen on the daily or whatever, there's like a lot of, not a lot, but I mean more than one person DQ'd, and more than one person didn't do well on that daily. So I wasn't like so upset that she didn't do well in the daily, but the way that she was like, "You're disrespecting me, and we've had respect for you," when like Jenny gets voted into elimination after elimination after elimination, it's just like, wait, when were you respectful to her? Because you weren't saying not to throw her in. I'm like so confused about like Michelle in that situation. So even though I thought she did really well in the elimination, I could not give her my MVP because I just was not a fan of that deliberation at all.
No, I was not either. You nailed it. That's exactly how I felt.
I also gave Jenny my MVP. I thought that when she went into that deliberation and how she like said like, like whatever's gonna be best for Naya, and that when Michelle snapped at her, she was like, "No, like you didn't make me feel part of the team. I have felt like shit this whole time." Like, I thought, it's good to see her stand up for herself. So, yeah, I also gave her the MVP. The only other person I was like considering for MVP would be Aviv. She's like super small, she's like 5 foot. All of the other small girls did not do well in this challenge at all, and she killed it. And I just think
Great.
that, yeah, she was really impressive. So, have to mention Aviv there.
Yeah, she was great.
LVP?
Well, I don't know. I felt like it was kind of hard. I had a couple people running through my mind. Like, I didn't really love how Jordan was playing the game, and then Bananas was just so over the top. But I had to give it to Naya because she did really horrible in both the daily and the elimination.
Yeah. And on top of that, her boyfriend in the house or whatever won the daily and couldn't even save her. So, yeah, I totally agree. It has to be Naya. And I absolutely agree about both Jordan and Bananas. I think that with Jordan, not only was it how he was playing like this episode, but like Bananas calling him out about Naya specifically and where she ranked. And maybe that's another reason for her LVP is her naivety of thinking that she was like higher on Jordan's list. And just like, even though I know we haven't talked game, like, I thought that you had my back no matter what. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I totally agree about Jordan and Bananas, and it was not, it was a potential start of a downfall for Jordan, which we haven't seen in a while.
Yeah, it was not a good look for Jordan, because when I think of him, I think of him as someone who like stands up for his friends and protects his friends, and I didn't get that.
No, especially if he wants to form this like random alliance with like Rachel and Aviv. It's like, that's just because those are the strong girls and you want to be on Banana's side.
Yep.
Did you have
Fuck
any?
this season.
What?
He said, "Fuck this season."
Yeah. This.
Who did Michelle pick as the targets? Bananas, Nehemiah, and
Jordan.
Jordan. Got it.
Which,
That'll be interesting.
that's a good move. That's a really good move.
Yep.
I would say any positive for Bananas this episode is that he put that bug into the ear of Naya, which then trickled down to Michelle and Olivia, that like Jordan is not with them.
Right.
Any final thoughts about this episode, this season?
I don't think so. It was kind of a meh episode. The next one is episodes of Purge, though, so that'll be interesting.
Yeah, it's a mini final. I always enjoy the mini final. I think it shows. I think there's always somebody who does better than I think they're going to, and that is always exciting. Like, I'm excited to who I'm excited for, Derek. Let's see how Derek does in this. You guys forgot he was even there, but that dude
I
can
did.
run. He's gonna do well in this mini final. Mark
Wait,
my
I do.
word.
I think he will too. I think you're right. I think he'll have a comeback episode.
We'll see. We'll talk about it next week, but yeah, I think. I hope. I mean,
There's a few
I
people I've forgotten were on the season.
just. Who?
So it was no offense to Derek. I said there's a couple people I have forgotten that were on this season.
I mean, well, in your defense, there were 40 people on the season, but there are
Yeah, but
a lot of people.
Avery disappeared for 5 episodes. Olivia, I haven't really seen much. Like,
Avery.
I don't know, but I am totally team Jenny, and I never thought I would say that.
No, me
Yeah.
too.
I mean, I don't think I'm
And
totally
after.
Team Jenny, but I don't know. I can like empathize with her in the situation, I guess. I
Seems
just
like I
hope
have
that she's
more
kind
on her
of.
side after this episode too.
Yeah, I don't know. I just still think that she's kind of boring. So, I mean, even like as like mad as she is, she like be meaner. But she
I
did
think
stand
she's
up
just
for herself.
nice,
So I'll give
poor
her that.
thing.
Yeah.
Why does there have to be a math problem in every elimination? That's my other problem. Like, enough. I don't care about seeing people do math. Enough.
It's not good TV at all.
No, not at all.
But I will say that since it has become such a big component of the show, it's kind of weird that more of them don't practice math at home.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on to the Golden Bachelorette, we had hometowns, or not hometowns, fantasy suites this week, but fantasy suites were a little bit different than they normally are because Joan did not want to spend the night with anybody. They just talked until they were done talking, and then they kind of went their separate ways. They didn't show that on TV. Well, they told us that, like, she said that, like, nothing physical and whatever, but it didn't tell us that they, like, actually weren't spending the night together. But she has said that in interviews, so we know that. And I thought that there were, like, some really deep conversations this episode. I was impressed with Guy. I was impressed with Chalk. The only person that I wasn't really impressed with is Pascal, but honestly, I think he even handled himself the best that he could given the situation.
Okay, so here's my question. Was he not ready, or was he not ready for Joan? What do you think?
I think he was not ready to move on. Like, it seemed to me like he was very stuck on his past relationship. Like, maybe even though he knew it wasn't right, like, he would try again with that person. But I think that he was not ready to move on. I think he thought he was, but then as things start to progress, as things start to get more serious. I mean, even his kids said that he is kind of someone who has dated a lot of people. He has been kind of a bachelor. I think that if he were to want something very serious with someone, it would take a lot more than what he had on the show.
Yeah.
I did give Pascal my LVP because obviously he self-eliminated. And
Yeah, same.
I mean, I expected it to be a little more dramatic, honestly. So I knew the spoiler. I knew that he self-eliminated. And I thought it was going to be a lot more dramatic than it was. I really did, but I don't know. I mean, he told her pretty straightforward that he didn't think he could get there. Now, what do you think? Do you think that it was Joan or in general or his past? Or do you think he could be the next Golden Bachelor?
I do. I think it was Joan. Or maybe a mixture. Maybe a mixture. I don't know. I'm kind of one of those where I think if it's the right person, you can get there.
Yeah.
But I'm biased with that because of my experience. So like I was never gonna get married again, didn't want to like seriously date, and then bam, like not even 2 months. Mitch comes into my life. So I'm just kind of biased about that, but I don't know. So it could have been a combination, but I really think if it was the right person, he could have gotten there.
Yeah, I
Does that
mean,
make sense?
yeah, that does make sense. That does make sense for sure.
Joan broke my heart because she even asked him, she asked him, "Are you okay?" Like after he basically broke up with her.
Yeah, I know. I'd
I
love.
think she liked him a lot.
I think she did too.
I wonder if he would have been the final pick. I really do.
I don't know. I think she. Okay, so in this episode, she talks to Aunt Nancy at the beginning of the episode, and what she says about each person is, so with Guy, she says that she thinks that his feelings for her are ahead of her feelings for him at this point. For Pascal, she says that he lives big and he reminds her of her late husband, and she likes him a lot. But that he is the most guarded of all the men. And then with Chalk, she says that she's afraid that he's too good to be true.
That's a vibe I've always gotten from him too. You know, I'm not, I don't know, there's just something I don't like about him.
So I think that based off of like what she told Nancy, I think that she likes Pascal and Chalk the most.
Yeah, I feel bad for Guy because I think he really likes her.
Yeah. I think the guy potentially could get the heartbreak Becca Kufrin, and I guess not really Becca Kufrin because hers was different because of the switch. But like even like a Joey, like a JoJo, a very heartbroken, if he were to become like the next Bachelor. Because he would be. He
Do
likes her.
you think he's entertaining enough to be the next Bachelor?
No. Well, maybe.
No,
I think, I don't know that
I kind of
entertaining
don't
is the
either.
word. I think that he's just a really good person. Like, a good, like, the way that he helped Charles. And, I think that he. I don't think that he's a bad person, even with the restraining order stuff that came out from his ex. Like, that was like clearly like they were going through some.
What? He has a restraining order?
No, it was dropped and sealed, and but she did. There was like some fight that they got into, and she tried to file something, and yeah.
Oh,
He made
then
a
that can't
statement
be good.
about it. He's talked about it. Him and his ex-wife are on good terms now. They just like went through something at the beginning of their divorce when and it was not good.
Oh.
But I think I can't remember what it was. I read it. I can't. But I don't want to like say anything without remembering all the facts. But even knowing,
Got it. Okay. Well,
even
he was my MVP, the restraining order guy.
Guy?
Yeah, he's my MVP.
Why did
I
you
think he's so sweet.
He was.
Because she said that at the beginning that she was going to see if she could get there, and then like after the date, she said she felt like, I don't know her exact words because it wasn't one of my quotes, but she goes, she felt like she had gotten there, basically. Like they had gotten on the same level. So
Yeah, that's true. I don't think that she like loves him the way that he loves her. But I guess I don't know. I think any of these final three guys, all three of them are potentials for being the next Golden Bachelor. Either Guy or Chalk would be completely heartbroken and would get that edit. And Pascal would get the, well, I wasn't ready, but now I've had time to reflect because this was however many months ago, and all three of them, because it looks like Mark is potentially with Deb from One Tree Hill, so. Since
yeah.
he's probably not going to be. Unless that was just like to fake everybody out and he is going to be the Golden Bachelor, then I would say it's probably going to be one of these three, right?
I mean, I guess Jordan could still be it.
Do you think Jordan is more exciting than Guy or Chalk?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I think there's a playful, fun side to Jordan. Kind of a smart ass side that we didn't get to see as much. He's more dry, but yeah, I don't know. Because I just think he's really good looking.
I agree with the good looking. I think but I think all of the final four are good looking guys. And honestly, Chalk
Jonathan would be cute. Jonathan would be cute too for The
that's
Bachelor.
true. That's true. Jonathan would be a really good one. Or honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if they did like a Charles because he's just like so loved. But I don't know how that season would.
I don't know. They need to do an old people's bachelor in paradise, like at a singles resort or something. I don't know. Because I would love to see some of these guys back. That'd be cute.
Yeah, I agree. They're all seem like great guys, but yeah, I'll definitely like send you the information on Guy and his statement and everything that he said about it, because it doesn't seem like it was like a anything that like went anywhere. It was just like something that I don't
Okay.
know, happened.
Well, anyways, I'm excited about the mental all to see them all back and their friendships.
Yeah, their friendships are the best part of this show. Oh my gosh. And like not just like the fact that people this age, and specifically men this age, are being vulnerable and opening up that like emotional side of them that they probably haven't before is just, it's so great. It really is. I'm excited for the mental all too.
I had a couple quotes. I have no idea why I wrote his name down as Brent. That's not who said it. There was no Brent on this season. Guy said, when I said I was really falling for her before, now you can throw in a couple more reallys.
Oh, that is cute.
I thought that was cute. And then I liked it when Joan said, she goes, the person that I end up with at the end of this journey is my highest priority. When she was talking about why she did not want to be intimate with anybody.
Yeah.
And then when her and Pascal were on their date, he said something about the food and she kind of smiled and then stopped. She goes, I have no idea what you just said. Because he did it in his rambling accent. It's
That's funny.
like she was going to fake it at first and laugh, and then she's like, I don't know what you said.
That's hilarious. I love that about her and him, and that's cute. I had a few quotes too. So Joan, when Nancy's first on the boat, she goes, "You're on the boat? You're on the boat?" I thought that was really funny. And then Chalky said when they first meet up with each other, he says, "I flew 5,000 miles to see you. I do 20,000." I thought that was funny. And then when Pascal, after he broke up with Joan and he's like walking her out, I guess, he's like yelling at the cameras to get away from them.
How did I not notice that? Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. So those were my quotes. But yeah, so men tell all, and then we will have the final rose ceremony, final two. I guess they will meet Joan's family, and after the final rose coming up, and then this season's done. Can you believe it? I like the Golden Bachelor franchise, I think, more than the regular franchise.
I stuck with it this season. Last season, I didn't watch it.
Oh yeah, that's right. You never saw the downfall of Gary and Teresa, but they were the first ones that went on this adventure to, in their golden years, and I think that Joan learned a lot from that. And I think what she has said in interviews about the reasons why she feels like Teresa and Gary didn't work out, and it's really valid. Teresa was still working, Gary was wanting to travel, and even like they couldn't figure out like the living situation, and having that be an expectation she thinks is unrealistic because they have family and they have roots and they have all these things, and what she wants is something long distance where they can go and be together for all of their most special moments, but they can also be home when they need to be home. And I think that's so realistic of her.
Oh,
And
she wants that? See,
yeah.
I was curious. I'm like, because she hasn't had any conversations with these guys about moving or anything, so.
Yeah. No, she wants a partner in life, but it doesn't have to be someone who she's with like every single day, because she doesn't expect them to give up their life for her either. And if at some point something happens where they merge, then like great, but that's not an expectation that she has. And she thinks that with the fact that Teresa was still working plays a big role in it. I don't think Joan would have chose someone who was still working, because she knows that their lifestyles wouldn't match up and they wouldn't be able to make this
But
work.
she's still working.
No. I don't think so. I think.
Oh, when she was talking to someone a few episodes ago about what their normal day was like, she was like, I get up at 5, I work out, I make a cup of coffee, I take the dogs for the walk, and I'm out the door by this time for work.
Oh.
So maybe that was just what it, maybe she said that, like, that's what it was prior to going on The Bachelor.
I
But
don't
that's
know.
what she describes her day was like. So
I
I
know
just
that
assumed it worked.
she was. I recently, I think it was Caitlyn's podcast, maybe. I'm not. She's recently done a couple podcasts, and I know that she said that that something that she is looking for is someone who she thinks that, like, at that stage in their lives, a lot of people that age are financially stable, able to travel, able to do like the long distance thing. So, yeah, that's something that she wants.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, she's talked a lot about traveling and doing that, so.
I think we'll see more after the season is over. For sure. After the final rose, I think will tell us a lot. Any final thoughts on the Golden Bachelorette?
Nope.
All right, moving on to this episode of Survivor then. So we're post-merge now. We have a lot of people trying to make alliances with a lot of different people. There's a lot going on this episode. What did you think about this episode?
For me, it kind of killed the momentum because in the like the big thing from the last episode is that Andy got votes against him, and Andy was realizing maybe Sam, I think her name's Sierra, Sam and Sierra don't have his best interests in mind. And then they did the stupid thing where they split it half and half and one side safe, and then all of those people were safe. So we didn't really get like any resolution there. So it kind of killed some of the momentum for me. I didn't really enjoy it.
Yeah, I can totally see where you're coming from there, especially now that they have like a few days and things shift so fast in the game. This might not even be a thing where it was potentially like a pretty big thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we did get Andy making different alliances, though. He was trying to talk to Saul. He was
So,
trying to talk to Genevieve.
yeah. I thought that was smart of him to kind of
Branch
reach out to other people because it, what he has going on now, he knows he can't really trust them.
Yeah, I totally agree. I actually gave Andy the MVP because I thought that he was really, really branching out, making those alliances and looking for advantages, even though he didn't find it. I didn't give it to Saul. I almost did, but I didn't, just because I thought that giving it to Rachel was like such an obvious choice. Yeah, it did force them to turn against each other, but I don't know. I was more impressed with Andy this episode.
I like how he knew Saul voted for him, and instead of like getting in a fight with him, he made it as a way to have a path forward with Saul.
Yeah.
So I agree with I that's a good pick. I pick Saul for my MVP, but I think I'm biased because I really like him. And even though it was a really, like you said, you almost gave it to him too because it was a good episode for him too.
It was a great episode for him. I'm happy that he found the advantage and he used it in the way that he thought was best for his game. So, I mean, good for him.
Yep. I'll be curious if anyone suspects, because he was doing his acting gig at Tribal, so I'm curious if they suspect him next week.
I think Saul will definitely tell Rachel. I think it's a matter of if Rachel tells the girls.
Yeah.
Because I know she's trying to get in with them.
Yep.
What about your LVP?
It's kind of hard. I feel bad because she was so upset getting voted out, but I had to give it to Tiana.
It's interesting. We've had a lot of people very upset and blindsided so far this season.
We have. You're right.
Actually,
You're
I think
right.
it's been a really good season for that, for Tribal Council.
Totally.
Tiana, she just like, she wanted Gabe out, and I think that she just like played way too hard. And she was like against some of the wrong people who have better relationships or at least established relationships with other people. And I just, wasn't a good one for her. I feel like Kyle, he's great at winning challenges. Obviously, he won the individual immunity, but his social game, like he's wrong about the vote often. He's wrong about, or I guess maybe not the vote. Maybe, I don't know those stats, but who he like wants out, who he's talking about throughout the episode is usually like not the person who gets voted out. I don't know. I don't think Kyle has a very good social game.
I didn't actually pick up on that. That's interesting. Do you think he wanted to keep Tiana then?
Yeah, they were both were plotting against or like to plotting together to get Gabe out.
Yeah, but I couldn't tell if he was just like throwing her a bone or something. I don't know. Okay.
And I don't know if it was like we didn't hear it from Kyle, but I know Gabe told Rachel that he and Kyle wanted to get Caroline out. And so if he wanted to get if he if like him and Tiana were saying that they wanted to get Gabe out, but then Gabe and Kyle are saying that they want to get Caroline out, like clearly he's like mixing lines somewhere. And then there was a couple episodes ago, who was it that got voted out? Or no, I guess it was like in the beginning of the season. TK, when he got voted out, that was like his number one
Yeah,
ally.
true.
So I don't know. I don't think he has the best social game.
I think he's a big target because he keeps winning the immunity, so I don't know if he's going to make it much further.
I mean, it's like Rome.
Yep.
I can totally see that. I think some of these people, like a Genevieve or a Sierra, those are the people that are like kind of flying under the radar and are gonna make it far, I think.
Yeah.
I feel like there's not a whole lot this episode for us to talk about. Did you have any quotes?
Not really. I just forced one, and it was because this is the one storyline I'm really interested in. It was Andy saying, if they're going to come for me, I need to get them first. Because, like, I really wanted to see that play out, and then we couldn't see it play out the way the immunity worked.
I had an Andy quote too. It was also my only quote. He said, and along the same lines, he says, "I wasn't that surprised, but I was sort of woken up, and things became very clear to me." So
Yeah.
I'm happy for Andy. I'm so proud of Andy. I'm
I
so
can't
worried
believe
about him.
we're rooting for him after the first episode when I'm like, this guy's gonna be the next guy to quit. Like, there's no way he's making it.
I
But
mean,
now we're.
I was rooting for him the whole time because he's on my team,
Yeah, right.
but yeah, I thought he was gonna be out early, and I'm so proud. Watch Andy like come up with a sneak attack in the very end and win this. Oh my gosh,
I
that'd be
mean, that'd
great.
be a great story. If he wins, that's a great story.
Yeah, that would be a wonderful story. Who are you not liking? I guess we can maybe go that route. Talk about a few people here. Is there anybody that who do you want to see out next?
Sam, I want Andy to win and take out Sam.
Really, Sam? No. I like Sam.
I don't not like him. I just like I like the feud that started, and I want Andy to get him out.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. I would say that Kyle isn't really doing it for me, and Teenie, she's okay, but I don't know. I don't know about Teenie. I'm ready for her to go, I think.
There was like one confessional where I liked her when she was talking about like all girl alliances and how they usually play out. And I thought it was really the way she, I can't repeat it because I don't remember, but the way everything she said I thought was really smart. But besides that, she's kind of a non-factor in this game, I feel like.
That's exactly why I feel like she's had a lot of opportunities. She had the was one part of that amulet she's been a part of, just like a few different things, and I feel like for being a part of some of the bigger things that have happened, she just hasn't really done much for me, and so that's the reason why I feel like I'm okay without her. I don't really want her to win. She can be out.
Who is the guy that Tiana voted for?
Gabe.
I want to say Nate every time it's Gabe. Okay, I don't really like Gabe either, so he could go too.
Yeah, I can go either way on Gabe. I think that he causes like a little more of the drama. He's a little more outspoken than some of the other people. So for that reason, like I'm okay with him being on my TV screen. But yeah, I can see that. Not somebody I necessarily want to win.
Yeah, no, my top three is Genevieve, Saul, and Andy. That's my final three that I want.
Oh, okay. I like the Genevieve and Andy, and then I would say if you get your wish and Sam is eliminated next, then I want to see Sierra without Sam, and I'd put Sierra up there maybe. Or Sue.
Oh, yeah, Sue's good too. I mean, I like most of them, so yeah.
Yeah, I do like a lot of the people that are left for sure. But I'm not as big of a Saul fan as you are. I don't not like him. He's fine, but he's just like not, he's okay to me.
Yeah, I can get that.
Any, I guess, final thoughts about Survivor or any of these three shows?
No, I don't think so.
Anything else that you're watching right now that you want to touch on? I know there's House of Villains, but I haven't watched this. It was on Halloween. I wasn't even expecting there to be an episode this week, and but I saw it on my DVR. I haven't watched it yet though.
I haven't watched it yet either. I actually did watch it. I'm caught up.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Nice. Cool. Well, I'm sure I'll watch it this weekend, so. All
If it's
right.
on Peacock yet.
Oh, I don't know.
Because that's where I watch it.
Yes, it is, because that's how, where I watched it. Yep.
Oh, okay.
I watched it. What's today? I watched it yesterday. Yep.
Nice. All right. Well, thank you everyone so much for tuning in, and we will see you soon.